Gunter, always a pleasure to talk to you. And I don't know how many times we've been together at Productronica, but here we are again. There have been so many changes within ASMPT, particularly in terms of the senior leadership. Tell me a bit about that.
Yeah, since then I took over the strategy in the company. I was working on this before already, but now I'm really focusing on a growth strategy for the company going forward to make sure that our two strong engines, the SMT solution business and the semi solutions business, are aligned and using synergies like in advanced packaging. I think we are the only one who can offer this comprehensive portfolio for starting on the semi side and then ending at the SMT side. So this is what I'm working on, and I did hand over the operational responsibility of the SMT business to Joseph Ernst and his team. So they are running the SMT show now. I'm the chairman of the SMT business in the board, but my main focus is on strategy, digitalization, and those type of things. And ESG is an important topic I'm also driving in the board.
Yeah, and it's really interesting. And I know you spent quite a lot of time in the air traveling between Germany and Singapore over the last few years. I guess for you, a lot of that was actually getting as deep an understanding in the semiconductor industry as you have had for decades in the EMS and SMT sector. It must be really interesting to see how those worlds are connected, but we're seeing a closer and closer collaboration.
There is at least for sure in the advanced packaging area where you can place a die with a die bonder, but you also can place it, if you want to do it fast, with a CA machine from the SMT side. So there's a lot of technology synergies going forward. And the most important thing, the integration then with the software together, is addressing the need is on both sides necessary to be considered.
Yeah, it's really interesting. And, you know, much as there's been change within ASMPT, there's been plenty of change in the industry. There's been huge disruptions, not just from COVID, but everything that's kind of rolled after that. How do you manage both businesses through all that disruptive competition?
I think this is one of my biggest jobs also on the strategy side, to come up with ideas how the company should be set up. But I think we have a big advantage because we have been a global company since years already. So supply chain topics, to be resilient on the supply chain side, we have addressed already, because we have manufacturing locations in different parts of the world. We have R&D locations in different parts of the world. So if the problem in one area, we still can support out of the other area. And this we have to strengthen going forward, because resilience is a key competitive advantage. Because if you don't have problems, then you can support customers better, and others may not be able to do so.
Yeah, I think that's essential. And I think what we need to be now is a business that's not just resilient, but is agile at the same time. So as well as being able to move stuff from one facility to the other, you've got to have the digital footprint to be able to do that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So that's also important. And then with this, you have to optimize your setup and also your processes. You have to have new technologies. You have to push the digitalization of your own company, not only so providing solutions for the customers, but also do it internally. And that's what we're also doing.
Yeah. And as part of that digital transformation, you know, we've been talking about Industry 4.0 for probably 10 years now, and it's been a buzzword. The latest buzzword seems to be AI. Do you see that as a game changer in digital transformation? And is that something that is part of the R&D strategy across both parts of the business?
Definitely. This is a game changer. And I'm so happy that we did the acquisition of Critical Manufacturing in 2018, because this is the base now to build on, because we can provide solutions for our customers, not only on the machine and the line level, but also on the factory and enterprise level. This is very important, because data, to collect data at the moment and analyze and not only monitor it and show it to the operator, that's the performance of your line, but also tell him why the performance is lower than how it should be and what he should do to correct it. So we give all this information by doing data analytics and analyze the data, find patterns and show it to the operator that he can prove the efficiency of the line. Yeah. And this is the difference. And this will go forward into many, many additional things. And there will be a lot of apps. But the key is that you have a data backbone where you can store all the data and then do the analysis of it. And with Critical Manufacturing on board, we can provide solutions for this, for the whole factory.
Yeah, that was a really important acquisition. I'm really surprised it was 5 years ago already. It's amazing, isn't it, how quickly time goes by. But you're absolutely right, taking that data and converting that data into insight and providing value to your customers with that is essential. You mentioned ESG, and I wanted to switch gear and talk about that. I think it's becoming increasingly important in the industry, but we need to get past this kind of idea of greenwash, where people are just putting posters up with trees on their booths, and try and figure out how we can actually do that and measure our performance and measure scope one, scope two, scope three as we go down. Tell me a bit about your strategy and how you see that ESG future.
Okay, so ESG is part of our strategy. That's why I'm also responsible for this, because if you don't have it part of the strategy, you will not be successful and you do maybe some greenwashing or whatever, but you are not take it serious. So we have it as part of our strategy, and we have a lot of things already done before this became more public, the ESG topic, and we set ourselves a target by 2035. We want to be carbon neutral with scope 1 and 2, and we are good on track to achieve this. We have just a couple of months ago, we have implemented 1,200 solar panels on our Singapore headquarter. We have done it in China. So we are good on track to achieve this. And with scope 3, you have to work with suppliers and customers, so you cannot do it by yourself. And that's why we are also a founding member of the Semiconductor Climate Consortium, to drive those activities, because this you cannot achieve by yourself. Scope 1 and 2 you can do by yourself, but scope 3 you have to work with all your partners, and this is where we are also very active, and this will have influence on our product development, that we consider how to save energy also on the customer side when they use our machines, how to use material, what you can recycle and things like this.
Yeah, it's really interesting that you're showing some leadership in that, and showing that leadership to the industry. But getting everybody on board is important, because you're developing a product, which means you're running a business, which has an impact. You're actually manufacturing that product, and then that product is in turn being used to manufacture other products. So you have so much involvement in the ecosystem, and one would imagine so much to share with other people. How have you found the rest of the industry in terms of willingness to participate in these consortia?
I see a great willingness to support this. Everybody understands that we as the industry have to do something, because we have a big lever and we can do a lot here. The politicians by themselves cannot change the world, so we have to help, and also the consumers have to help by selecting the right products, what they buy. But we take our share and our responsibility, and I see this with many, many companies. So there's a lot of momentum going on.
Yeah, and there's a data backbone to that as well, isn't there? There's the data that you need to be able to report the information accurately up and down the supply chain.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You've picked a couple of huge jobs, ESG and strategy, for this group. So I wish you well with both of those. Thanks so much for talking to me, and I'm sure we'll be doing this again soon. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Will.